Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near your body. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to open a towel kiosk in a nudist community, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
You want two? I can give you two.
I actually need four.
Okay. I can give you four. You come in, multiples of two. One for the chair. Please put a towel down. And one to wipe your body down.
No, Alexa, two for the chair and two for my body.
I got you. I got the towels. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
I'm going to join you, Alexis, if we can call it Nudie Patootie.
Oh, absolutely. Tootie Rudy.
Oh, it's a partnership. I got it.
Rudy Tootie Fresh. And fruity.
That's right.
Good morning to all of you. We are actually live on this Tuesday, May 30th, 2023. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to Loomis Day, celebrating the dude that created wireless communication. Oh. Welcome to My Bucket's Got a Hole in It Day. Oh, Lord.
All right.
Welcome to National Creativity Day. Welcome to National Mint Julep Day. Welcome to Water a Flower Day. Welcome to World MS Awareness Day, and welcome to your coffee. Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers.
Woo. A Tuesday that feels like a Monday, but yet it's a Tuesday.
Oh, it's my favorite Tuesday.
Uh-huh. Really? It really is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a spectacular weather Memorial Day weekend.
Right? Gorgeous. Absolutely stunning. Breezy, not too hot.
Not too cold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My sweaty ballsy, you know?
Uh-huh. Yep. And as owners of those, they were not. I can confirm that.
Yeah.
Oh, no gold bond required.
No. No powder, nothing.
Nice.
Our Aunt Lisa said, and I believe her, this is the first time in 16 years that we've had a stretch of weather like that for Memorial Day weekend. My guess is meaning, you know, one of the days isn't crappy. All the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, everything's perfect. 16 years it's been.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe it.
I believe it too. Because there have been Memorial Days where I remember sitting at the cabin in sweatshirts.
Oh, it's freezing and raining.
It's freezing. Yeah. Outside going, okay, what are we going to do? Should we play cards? I mean, we can't do much. Let's go inside.
Too bad. I have to knit some more. Oh,
gosh. Oh, shoot.
Are you serious?
You have to knit some more.
Did you get to diamond paint? Oh, I was hooking. I was hooking.
What's diamond paint?
Oh, my God. I think you'd like diamond painting. It's kind of like paint by number.
Okay.
But with little gems on sticky paper. And you use a little
tool.
Right.
You're right. Just, I would like that.
Yeah, you get very zen. It's just plopping them on.
And you know what? You know why I would like it? Because I see results.
Yes.
It's like vacuuming. I can see. I because there's a guide and I'm filling it in. I like to see progression.
Yes.
Whether I'm cleaning or, like I said, vacuuming is the ultimate when you see the stripes, the lines on the carpet.
Oh,
so yeah, I would like that.
It's usually sparkly. Yeah. So. Yeah,
hey, well, that's fun.
I just give you diamond a kit. I've got a bunch of them.
Ooh.
I like to do like the little stickers and little things, you know, not those bigger pieces anymore, but.
Okay.
But yes. So you're absolutely right. There wasn't a ton of hooking or knitting and stuff going on because we were outside. Lots of yard work and going to the park and going on lots of walks. And
did you go to
the Saints game? Yep, on Sunday night. Which,
tell us about that. I've never been to a Saints game.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh.
I know. Well, I need to go.
You know, it's so funny because I was sitting watching the game. We were kind of on the third base line. And I was thinking, gosh, man, the last few times I've been here is for Cat Video Fest.
Uh-huh.
And not an actual game. So we're not looking out in the outfield, you know, unless the ball's going out there. But, you know, we're actually watching the game, which was really fun. Although I really, you know, when the game, when the team is just doing so sucky that you're like, God, should we leave? Like, this is terrible. They're getting creamed. Do we want to sit in the parking ramp
with the Twins?
This?
Yeah. Yeah. Can we just sit in the ramp? We'll get the same experience.
Right. Exactly. But they ended up pulling it together after the seventh inning and they won 10-6.
Nice.
Yeah. So we got a set to see a home run, a triple, a double. It was very nice. And there's also what I love about the Saints games is that they're very family friendly. So out in center field, outside the, you know, in the, I want to say arena, field. But the field.
Okay.
Yeah. Where, you know, there's like food and stuff you can get. There's a little kid area. So they have a structure with three slides that's free. So, of course, everyone's there. And those kids, man, they're just like ants on an anthill, just like zooming down, going on top of each other. It was just wild, but they love it and they're burning off energy. So that's good. But then there's the bouncy house that's right next to it. You have to pay $5 to bounce.
Oh,
and so.
Is that worth it? Is that an investment? I mean, was that a good investment?
No, I mean, I was ready to do it.
Yeah.
But that, and maybe it's because, you know, kids get sick in there. They have to pay the people, you know, or, you know, every so often, I hope they wipe it down once. Yeah. It's like the ballroom, like that I used to love at McDonald's as a child. And now that I think about it, it's like,
Hardee's ballroom.
Hardee's had one too, right?
Yeah, and have a hot dog and a roast beef and blah.
Oh, yeah, and all those juices are now from the roast beef and those balls. Yeah.
But that's his favorite thing is when it's his birthday or another kid's because they blow up a bouncy house at daycare, and he gets to be in the bouncy house. He's the first one in, the last one out, kind of thing. And so he sees this bouncy house, and he's just like, oh, I want to go in the bouncy. And I'm looking at it,
like
at all
an
those
oasis.
Stinky children in there. And I'm like, oh, look at that line. We can't go. And, you know, just trying to make up anything to not do it. Oh, but so we didn't, thank goodness. He got distracted by mini donuts for a little bit and then went back to the slides with his cousin. I'm like, thank you.
Thank you, mini donuts.
Oh, yes. And then there's, which I don't know which is worse, really. Like, giving him a sugar-coated donut or jumping in the, you know, German-fested bouncy house, you know. But either way, it was a blast. There's a little area for them to run, grassy area. Families can come and bring picnics. There's a whole little area in the outfield you can just sit. There's no seats. It's just like a little sloped, like, you know, grassy area. So it was really fun. If you can make it out and, you know, Moo Donna, the pig mascot, and they have all these other characters that come out and get everybody hyped up. So
I've heard you say a version of the comment several times, and I think I know the answer, but is the whole goal of parenting to run their battery out?
It sure feels like that some days.
Like when you wake up, the goal is just to get all of the energy out of the tube. Is that because you said it just a few minutes ago? You're like, da 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 da. I forgot how you phrased it today. Yeah, just to get energy out.
Yeah.
And you've made a couple statements, and obviously throughout my life, I've heard parents say the goal is just to wear them out, right? It's just to so that their battery goes to one bar and you can put them to bed.
We want them to sleep nice and through the night.
Okay.
Yeah, some days it does feel like that, especially when we have them for 3 days, you know, over the weekend. And it's just, okay, we have to go out and do something. We got to get moving. We're going to the park. So we spent a good 2 hours at the park last night. Just like, all right.
You're free.
You're free. Yeah. Go run. Police.
Run.
Go. Now the three-year-old's like, hey, come up here with me. And so here I am trying to maneuver across this little bridge, climbing these like ladders to go down this long slide. And I'm like, oof.
Is there footage of this of you on?
Thank goodness, no. That I know of, no.
If any parent sees Alexis out and about on playground equipment, please take the video. We'd greatly appreciate it. Just send it to Holly or myself. We'd greatly appreciate it. Thank you. Oh, yeah.
It's a lot. And then, of course, we all three of us went, and Angel's sitting there like, oh, my, because we did a ton of yard work, too, because it was so nice out, right?
Oh, it was so nice out, yeah.
He's like, oh, my heel. And so I think he was exaggerating the hobble. Like, he was kind of, maybe it did get worse, you know, and I understand. But all of a sudden, he was like, getting to the playground, hobbling down the hill. I'm like, wait a second. Hold up now. He's like, my heel just hurts. Sure it does. It's even more on fire than it was before. And I'm thinking, sure it is.
Sure. Perfect timing on hell.
He perched himself on a bench. And just was watching from a distance. I'm like, all right, fine. I'll be the one that gets it. Because he was the one out there doing most of the yard work, which I am very grateful. Those mosquitoes, did you guys get bit up like crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was spraying that stuff all day long.
I have bumps all over me. Oof. Oh, yeah. Bad. Gosh.
But you guys, you probably had a lot of fun on the lake. Were you at the cabin the whole weekend? And
well, yes.
Catching some sun?
Yes. And when we come back, I will tell you.
Ooh, do you water
fun
ski?
Aside, what?
Do you water ski?
I have tried before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. When we come back, yes, I did in fact have fun, but I also had a complete and utter disaster. You need to get into Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Hi, it's Jace live this morning for my family at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. I've been representing them for a decade. They are the best. It was easy to sign on the dotted line when I met Dr. Beth and Dr. Mark, and the entire family there, the entire crew makes you feel comfortable. So if you have been waiting for the perfect opportunity to join the Skin Rejuvenation Clinic family, this is the time, because if you mention me and you're a new client, they're going to give you $100 off your first service of $250 or more. I just had a hydrofacial, which is a great service to have to grab that offer. You can see a video of what my skin looked like afterwards by going to the Skin Rejuvenation Clinic socials. Plus, you can see really embarrassing video of me at the very beginning. You will walk out of a hydrofacial looking and glowing. Seriously. So call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic today and mention me. This is what we affectionately refer to on our show as a relatable.
Yes.
That's right, Darth. A relatable. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. In thinking about what happened, and this is a fun disaster, let me preface it by saying that I think of one of my favorite stories from Jay Leno, and Lex has a Jay Leno story, ironically enough, coming up a little bit later. But Leno told the story one time of his how much he loved his parents and his wife, and talked about how Mavis, as rich as they are, Mavis loves to save money, and Leno spent half of an afternoon searching for the perfect ingredients for the perfect burger.
Okay.
And he went to one meat company in Santa Monica or Santa Barbara for the beef. Then he went to another bakery miles away for the perfect bun. And then he drove all the way back to their mansion. And he grilled the burger. He toasted the bun, invested hours into this burger. And, oh, it actually wasn't Mavis. It was his mother who was staying with him. His mother, who grew up in the Depression, decided to add a ton of water to their ketchup bottle.
Oof.
And Leno went to put ketchup on this hours invested burger. And it was like a flood of water on the burger and ruined it. after all of this.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Effort.
Oh.
So I thought about that. I thought about that this weekend because I saw this recipe from the flour company that I use at my biscuit company, Betty and Earl's. And it's the flour that my Papa Earl used when he made his beloved biscuits. And people all the time ask me about the recipe. And I always tell them the same thing. Biscuit recipes are pretty standard. The difference is technique and flour. Mm-hmm. I only use a flour called White Lily, predominantly found in the South. You can't really get it at grocery stores here. I have to order it from Amazon, and the company has to order it in bulk.
Gotcha.
So the White Lily company had this recipe for a tear-apart biscuit loaf. An orange honey butter loaf, a tearaway loaf, like monkey bread.
Yum.
But with biscuit dough and a homemade orange honey butter glaze.
Wow, so that sounds amazing.
Right? So I got all the ingredients. I bought a new machine. I went to Amazon because bakers will tell you, especially biscuit folks, another technique secret is your butter must be very, very, very cold for biscuits, mm-hmm. including the butter. And ideally, you should grate your butter, which is a pain in the rear end. It's horrible.
Just like with a cheese grater?
Yep. Mm. So you have to freeze the butter. So you have to have forethought. You have to think 24 hours in advance. You freeze your sticks of butter, and then I found this grating machine on Amazon that's like a crank that grates cheese and butter. So I bought that.
Oh, nice.
I had
your fingertips.
Thank you. I had that shipped to the cabin. I had the flour shipped to the cabin. Colin and I woke up that first morning of the cabin. We went to the Princeton Walmart. Went to the Walmart. And bought the orange to zest. I got all these ingredients. Nice. I invested all this. So I go to finally make the loaf. Now, remember, I make biscuits with regularity. I could make biscuits pretty much in my sleep. But this was a different recipe. This called for 5 cups of flour. And it's usually 2-1 in a biscuit recipe. 2 cups of flour to 1 cup of buttermilk.
Okay.
And this was calling for 5 cups of flour to 1.5 cups of buttermilk, which right off the bat, my spidey sense was tingling. I'm like, wow, that's not a lot of liquid for
sounds
how much
dry.
Flour.
Right. It
sounds very dry.
Chunky.
Uh-oh.
So here I am.
Did you read the recipe right?
Oh, girl, let me tell you. So I wake up hours before anybody else. Colin and I wake up hours before anyone else. There my gay ass is in the kitchen, grating that butter.
Yep.
I am heating the oven, getting my loaf pans ready. Then I start to make it. We have now invested hours into this.
Yeah, this better be good.
Mm. And I get my mixing bowl. I dump the 5 cups of flour. I dump the buttermilk in there. And I start to mix the dough.
Okay.
And I'm realizing, again, hello, I do this in my sleep. I'm realizing the dough is not just shaggy. It's shaggy and Scooby. I mean, it's just not forming anything. And I thought, oh, well, maybe with my hands and a little bit of elbow grease, it'll form. I basically have about $25 of ingredients in that bowl. Okay. Not a lot, but a lot of time, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dump that massive heap of flour onto the counter.
Uh-huh.
And I am trying my darndest to mold that dough. And it looks like a sand dune. And I'm sitting there, and my mother-in-law is watching, my aunt is watching, Colin is watching, and I'm like, come on, form any type. I'm trying to knead it. I went to flip it. I went to try to flip it, and it was like sand. I mean, this flour went everywhere. And I was like, oh, Lord. So I try to scoop it back up. I try one more time. I went to try to knead it. And again, flour, it just dissolved. So I'm looking at this mound, this little, not little, this sand dune of flour that I have just spent. I ordered stuff from Amazon. I got the flour. I grated. I had Colin zest a damn orange. I'm like, we've never zested anything at the cabin. You know, it's bratwurst. And, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this mound of disappointment. That's literally, it was like Mount Disappointment. And I had to scrape the whole thing into the garbage.
It wasn't even salvageable.
No, Holly, it wasn't even, no. My aunt goes, "What? Try pouring just more buttermilk into the mound." I'm like, okay, I'll try that. No. Dry as the Sahara.
Oh.
Wasted all of that time. And there we, and Colin's like, "Well, I guess we have to eat the orange."
Yeah,
like,
what you eat? Who wants juice?
Who wants juice? We have a zested orange, kids.
Gonna slam it into my forehead.
Exactly. Oh, God. Anybody that's trying to make something for the first time, you know the feeling.
Yeah, that's such a bummer, Jace.
Horrible. Horrible. When I make it, eventually it'll be good.
But yeah. Anyway.
Summer flying etiquette with Holly Roberts when we come back. Oh, I am so excited for Red Cow and Red Rabbit's new happy hour. Hey, it's Jace live this morning for my family at Red Cow and Red Rabbit. Red Cow and Red Rabbit have just redone their happy hour menu. And I'm going to tell you, there is a period on the end of this sentence, actually an exclamation point. Red Cow and Red Rabbit now have the best happy hour, and they've extended it. Tuesday through Friday, 2 to 5:30, so like tonight. And they've divided it, I love this, into three sections. A $6 menu, a $7 menu, and an $8 menu. $6, assorted tap beers and assorted wines. $7, it's all about the margarita at Red Cow. A classic margarita, a strawberry Fresno margarita, and a mango one. Food, under the $8 menu, chips and dip, ahi tuna crisps, cheese curds, truffle fries, their legendary double barrel sliders, and their 60-40 sliders. So tonight, sit on their beautiful patio and enjoy the best happy hour at Red Cow. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk Everything Entertainment. Everything. Flight attendant Rita.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Rita.
Ensure your mobile phones and electronic devices are turned off.
Oh, perfect. Anything else, Rita?
All exits are clearly marked with an exit sign.
Perfect. Just in case you have to evacuate our show at any time.
Yeah, might be behind you.
Could be behind you. Back where Lex is back there with her.
That's right.
Her Gingy and her baby bag of Sun Chips.
Mm-hmm. Got two. I asked for two.
We're so glad you're here on this Tuesday, May 30th, 2023. Perhaps you're going to get out on an airplane this summer. Mm-hmm. Holly has some advice for you, right, Holly?
Well, I don't have advice for you, but a veteran flight attendant has some advice for you. Writing a column in the New York Times over the weekend, look, it's going to be busy this summer. Flying is getting ridiculous. I think, you know, pent up wanderlust over the past couple of years. And
they call it revenge flying, Holly.
Revenge flying?
Yeah. They call it from the pandemic. It's revenge travel. People that had to cancel trips during the pandemic. Yeah. That's what they refer to it as, is revenge travel.
Well, look, if you're revenge flying, doesn't mean that you have to be nasty. No. Let's put it out there. These are airline etiquette rules from an actual veteran flight attendant.
Oh, love this.
So listen to what this person has to say, because they've seen it all. Now, they do preface it. They haven't really seen, you know, extreme bouts of violence or bad passenger behavior. They said that they see discourteous behavior lead to verbal disagreements or just a general unpleasantness. So here are some tips from an actual flight attendant on how to be on your best behavior the next time you're in an airplane. first off, everyone has the right to recline, but there's a polite way to do it.
Oh, what's that?
Meaning, don't slam the seat back as hard as fast as you can. They say broken laptops, spilled drinks, fist fights have broken out on airplanes.
Yeah, just an easy recline.
Just a nice, slow.
Nice and easy, yeah. Baby.
There are people that really think that you shouldn't. Lex, I think you don't think people should recline, right? Am I right on that?
No, I think it's okay. It's just,
oh, okay. I'm sorry.
The slamming back, yeah, that's rude.
Yeah,
that is.
Yeah. But you're right. There are some people who say no, they don't want anyone reclining. But
yeah. I don't mind it. I think you should be able to.
Yeah, nice. It's just part of the package.
Yes, yeah.
And then you recline too. No big deal. All right. Yeah. So don't be that guy who reclines real fast because you might get punched in the face. Just saying that you might get punched in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they recommend before reclining, peek behind you and see what the situation is. And then nicely ask if that person minds. I even think that's above and beyond. Just, you know, take a peek back and then recline slowly.
Yes, I'm not asking them. I'll peek, but I'm not asking.
Yeah, and if somebody asked you, of course you're going to say, "Yeah, recline." You don't want to be that person that's like, "Nah, I'd prefer that you didn't."
But I can hear people saying that though.
Whole flight, then it's tension.
Oh no, just do it. Another tip from this flight attendant on how to be on your best behavior the next time you fly. Now, this goes back to a story that we talked about a month or two ago. They say, clean up after your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We are not maids.
Yeah.
Flight attendants don't have access to vacuums, brooms, or cleaning supplies that go beyond hand soap, wet wipes, and air fresheners.
That might surprise people.
Uh-huh.
That's a fun fact.
Yep.
It's not like they have a little hokey back there or a little dustbuster.
Mm-mm.
That's good to know, actually. That's good info.
Yeah, clean up those big chunks. That's the ground crew when you get on the flight. All right, so overhead bins aren't your personal Tetris game.
Oh.
Now, saying that the bins are first come, first serve. You don't own the spot directly above your seat, and it's not acceptable to take out someone else's bag to make yours fit.
Oh. Yeah.
Also,
people do that all the
time. Who's doing that?
Lex. I see it all the time, Lex.
Yeah. Don't shove your damn jacket up there either. Put it on your lap.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's my beef. Because when you open it up, you don't want to play Tetris.
No.
And then your jacket's there.
Well, and especially, Holly, we all have the same goal when that damn plane parks. We all want to get out in a timely manner. We want to get out of the Diet Coke can. We get it.
Yes.
And if you're playing Tetris on the way out, ugh, no, I'm with you.
Just leave it alone and be mindful. Remember, and the flight attendant says, small bags belong at your feet, keeping room for large bags in the overhead bin.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Moving on, no one wants to hear your FaceTime conversation.
Anywhere.
Yes, and no one wants to hear your movies, your video games, or your TikToks.
No.
Bring headphones, even for the kids, because I had to listen to that Mickey Mouse Playhouse hot diggity dog the last time I flew.
Ugh.
And I was
you
like,
did?
No. Oh, yeah. Music and lyrics.
And the whole, like the entire song?
Yeah, because the person who is sitting in front of me, their kid had their device out and they were watching Mickey Mouse Playhouse. Somebody was playing Sonic the Hedgehog. And I was like, well, I'm really glad that you're getting these rings, but I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. And I don't care if it's your kid.
Well, you know,
I don't care if it's your kid.
Kids, well, not every kid, of course, but mine for sure. We got him his own set.
Yeah.
And he feels real special. He loves to have them on.
Oh.
There's Spider-Man on it. He's just living his best life. He can't wait to put those on.
Yeah.
Catastrophe.
Clarabelle's in trouble. Come on.
Here it is. What is this?
Clarabelle, Goofy. What's wrong?
Oh, Mickey.
Is this it, Holly?
Well, that's Mickey Mouse Playhouse or Clubhouse.
Yeah. Tricky Tractor. Tricky Tractor.
Uh-huh. Leave me alone.
Sorry.
Let's move.
I should try to headset him at home, too, huh?
Oh.
It's not a bad idea.
How about moving on to our next rule from a flight attendant? The middle seat gets both armrests. It's a consolation prize for being squished between two people with nowhere to lean. Case closed.
Really? That's interesting. So this flight attendant is saying, if you are in the middle seat, you should absolutely get both armrests.
Yes, that is what this flight attendant is saying.
Huh. Lex, what do you think about that?
I guess I never really thought about it before. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It's just kind of like who was there and depending on, you know, how the puzzle comes together. But I think I subscribe to that. Yeah.
I think I do, too. I've never thought about it. But yeah, because it's a horrible seat.
Oh, yeah.
It's mm-hmm. a horror. Give that person a little joy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And the other should be leaning in or out, you know, like toward the window, toward the aisle.
To the window. That's
yeah.
To the
wall. Lean in or out. Lex, I like that too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about headphones are perfectly acceptable conversation enders?
Yes.
Put them on.
Yes.
Put them up. Yeah.
This is a flight attendant's go-to move. They say, after a long day of being a flight attendant, my noise-canceling headphones are my haven. I want peace on my commute home. And if you have a seatmate that's chatty, just slap those babies on.
Yeah, you have to be listening to anything. They won't know.
No.
Our buddy Lisa LaCourcier was on a flight to London. So, I mean, hello. A long flight.
Yeah.
And this guy was talkative from the moment they pulled out of MSP about like 5 hours into the flight or 4 hours into the flight. And Lisa finally had to tell him in a very polite tone. She's like, you know what? I'm going to put my headphones on now. She like, you know, grabbed his hand. She was, so I've enjoyed our conversation, but I'm going to put my headphones on. But I'm going to put my headphones on now. So I was like, you go, Lisa. That's just tell him like, okay. Yeah. Conversation over, headphones on.
And perfectly acceptable etiquette that Lisa was practicing. You have to have your boundaries.
Now, especially she even said anything.
Oh,
I've always been like, bloop. I can't hear you.
What?
Did you say something?
What?
Oh, oopsies.
My eyes are closed.
Are there a few more, Holly?
There are a few more.
Let's do the rest after the break. But right now, let me tell you about... Yeah. Because I have a little... I'll leapfrog onto that one. Coming up on Friday, you know what it is. It's our brand new weekly trivia face-off, WTF Girl, powered by our friends at Trivia Mafia. We love them. This week, the morning show, that's us, we'll face off against who, Alexis?
Mike and Grant.
Oh, my goodness. And what's the topic, Holly?
Saturday morning cartoons.
I love it. Special guest trivia host will be Rocco. That's right. Find out more at mytalk1071.com, and we'll see you on Fridays at 8:30. We're going to take a break. More with Holly's List when we come back.
There we go.
10 years I've been talking about AAA Movers to you. Hi, it's Jace live this morning for AAA Movers, Minnesota's movie professionals. And I know that sounds like a cheesy line from a commercial. This is a commercial, but it's not a cheesy line because they really are the best. They're based here in Minnesota, family owned. I love that family. I've gotten to really know their values and who they are over the past decade. And that's why they're the number one choice for my talkers. I've recommended them to so many people. So if you are moving, you need to lock in the date right now. Please don't procrastinate. Pick up that phone and call 612-588-MOVE. One of the 5,000 great things about AAA Movers, AAA Movers is one-stop shopping. AAA Movers can help you with storage. They can sell you moving boxes, and they specialize in local moves and senior moves. So if you have a senior in your life getting ready to move to a retirement community, call 612-588-MOVE or go to AAAMovers.com. Great conversation. Welcome back. We're live Tuesday, May 30th, 2023. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Talking travel. Love this so much because so many of you, probably, I think AAA is estimating that more people will take to the air this summer than has since the pandemic. So this is going to be very well, and you can see it, believe me. And I have more on this a little bit later as Colin and I plan our summer trip. You can see it reflected in the flight prices.
Yes.
Holy crap.
Oh, we need jetpacks.
Oh, my God. Lex, are you finding that, too? It is just...
Yes, it's ridiculous.
I'm selling plasma. I'm going out. Yeah.
You can make good money doing that.
I did. And I sold one of my toes. I'm taking that off in a couple weeks.
Oh, dang.
Sold it to a nice woman in Lebanon. So, I mean, it's great.
One of those she middle toes, I hope.
No, my pinky. The last one. Oh, so, anyway, but Holly's going through a list from the New York Times from a flight attendant on basic flight etiquette as you prepare for summer travel. What else do we have, Holly?
The flight attendant says, keep your socks on.
Oh, please, yes. Okay.
Keep your socks on.
The fact, Holly, that that woman had to write this in the New York Times, the fact that that has to be said, but people don't. No. I've seen people, a lot of people, take off their socks. Ooh. And then put their nasty feet on the wall, if they're like in the front or on the seat in front of them.
Ugh. Oh, and wearing flip-flops to the airport. Oh,
oh.
Open toes at the TSA.
Oh. The fact that we still have to take our shoes off.
I mean,
can't there just be a foot scanner or a special wand or something?
Get TSA pre-checked. Then you won't have to do that.
Yeah, that's the other thing. How is that even? It's just, I'm so confused by that. You just pay for it, right? But you're not really being scanned. Like, it's
no.
You
well,
do.
Well, they
get
run
scanned.
A history on you. Yeah. So if you do TSA pre-check, they go through your criminal history to make sure you're not a bad character.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So then you don't have to take off your hush puppies.
Yeah. That's still...
Wear socks, though.
Wear socks.
First-time criminals, you know? Like, I know. That's a good... You'll get pre-checked and then start criminally acting out.
Yeah.
Yeah, acting.
I've been waiting for my TSA pre-check to go through, so now I can, like, twist my mustache.
Uh-huh. Now it's time to do other bad
things. Where's Lillian Gish in the train track?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, Alexis, I'm here to say that you don't have a future.
Yeah.
And being a criminal mastermind.
Right, yeah, probably not.
Something else that the flight attendant says, use the call button wisely. You know, if you need something... That's okay, but if we're coming down the aisle, just hold up. We'll be there soon.
Yeah.
Also, going back, some of these are kind of call and response. The flight attendant says, don't discipline other people's kids.
Oh, no. Ugh. Oh, God, no. Oh, that's a fight waiting to happen right there.
Yeah, if a child behind you is being disruptive, address the parents.
Smart.
Mm. Yeah.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Deal with your seating issues before you get on the plane. If your family split up on the flight and you got some issues, you got to talk to the gate agent. If you got some beef with that, settle your beef before you get on the plane.
Oh, versus getting on and asking people to switch seats with you and that type of thing?
Yes.
Mm. Which happens a lot.
It does.
Obviously, it happens. I seat a lot only because I'm on the family-friendly, you know, I'm going to a family-friendly destination of Orlando.
Yeah.
So a lot of families, you know, oh, well, little Susie and little Ricky are sitting away from us and they get on the plane and it just backs everything up. I see it a lot.
Yeah. And some airlines have a policy apparently where families with kids under 13 have to sit together. So that's an issue. And then if they're not an unaccompanied minor, then that's an issue. So settle it with the gate agent. Just get her done. Mm-hmm. But speaking of your point, Alexis, the next tip from this flight attendant is you don't have to switch seats if someone asks you.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want to, but
yeah,
you don't have to.
Well, the person asking should also understand that it's not an obligation as well. You're asking them to do something nice and not even just nice, but to make it convenient for you. But if the answer is no, then you just move on. There's no, like, you know, I've seen some where it's like, I don't want to move. And then, but this and that, and, you know, no is okay. Just no is a good answer. Just take that and move on. Ask somebody else. Figure it out.
Because
it's already hard enough to say that.
Well, and it's hard enough. You don't know what's going on with that person.
Yes.
Flying is very difficult for so many people, and their seat placement may be a stress-relieving decision. They may be sitting by the window because they need to see what's going on, or they're sitting on the aisle because they need that space because they could be claustrophobic. So I get it. If they don't, just respect their decision.
I've switched many seats, though. I've done it many, many times for people because if I'm by myself and it's no big deal, it's no big deal. I can do it.
Yeah.
But so, you get to decide.
But you decide. Exactly.
No is a complete sentence. And right, finally, our last tip from this flight attendant on how to behave well while you're on an airplane. Flush, please.
Oh,
isn't that just regular etiquette anywhere?
This flight attendant says, I deal with this all day, every day.
Ugh.
They say, gross. I don't want to flush your deposit, and neither does the passenger after you. If you can't find the flush button, please look for it. They guarantee it's there on every single airplane.
And you can ask and make a joke out of it. I can't find it. Help me.
I love the term.
I mean, we even flush here on the show.
I mean, just push the button.
Oh,
I don't know.
That's gross.
I don't know, though. If you ever been on one of those...
Even if you're in the woods and you're digging a hole, you fill that hole after you're done.
Yeah, that's nature's flush.
Exactly. So, like, why aren't you, like, doing it with modern amenities? There's running water in there.
Man, if you've been on those transatlantic, trans-Pacific flights...
Yes!
There's so much pee on the floor.
Oh, there has to... Oh, my
God. I don't even know how that happens.
Those tanks better be giganto underneath there. Ooh.
Oh, I always grab one of those seat covers, and I wipe everything. I wipe the seat before I put my little butt, not so little butt, right on the... No, I wipe everything down. I do that everywhere, especially at Disney, because... People are just disgusting.
If the first person just sat down on the toilet, and then the next person followed suit, and everybody just sat down on the toilet, this wouldn't be a problem.
For some reason,
the hovering, then you pee on the seat, and then the next person doesn't want to sit on your pee, so they hover too, and then it becomes this like pee buffet that nobody wants. It's like, what are we doing? Are we worried about like stuff on the back of people's thighs? Just sit down on the toilet.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Just do it. Your tush is going to be fine.
Yes.
That's the very reason I don't care. I'm not embarrassed. I rarely stand up just because I don't want to make a mess.
Oh,
and
even
men are
pee-pee.
Disgusting. Oh, yeah. Men are.
Oh, right.
It's so disgusting. The amount of time. And then men are so lazy sometimes, they won't even lift up the seat.
Come on now.
Oh, Holly, it happens more than it doesn't happen. I'm not kidding. And every guy that's listening to this station right now is nodding their head in their Toyota Camry. They are, or their big pickup truck. They know what I'm talking about. Men are gross.
Oh.
Thank you. I have a little addition to Holly's travel story based on something we did this weekend. It's kind of a little tip, if you don't mind. I'll throw that in there when we come back. Plus, I mentioned this earlier, another Jay Leno story. The one thing that will make Leno actually retire, he's famous for his work ethic. What is it? Alexis will tell you. Plus, we have TV talk, Would You Rather, and more. Stay with us.
Alexis for Rebath, rebath.com. It's where functionality never compromises beautiful design. They want to make sure you have a beautiful bathroom on point, what you need, looks like you, your aesthetic, all the things that you need. They make it effortless by having a designer come to your home. They also have a great showroom in Apple Valley right on Galaxy Avenue. You'll see a replica of my bathroom there as well. Mention me or my talk for $1,500 off. A complete bathroom remodel that they can get done in 5 days or less. Right now, another great reason to contact Rebath is that they are hiring for their summer event team. So coming up, they've got some really fun events coming. The Dyna Art Fair, Grand Old Day, and of course, they have the Minnesota State Fair. They're right on Machinery Hill by the MyTalk booth, so that's always fun too. So if you like to work outside, you like to work in a team, maybe talking to strangers is okay for you, and you can get excited about bathroom remodeling, talk to Julie. You can email her at rebath.com.